I'm here with Warrenton Mayor Henry Ballensiefer. Mr. Mayor, thank you for chatting with us tonight. Super challenging times right now. What is the main message you would like to communicate to Warrenton residents and businesses?
Hi, Rachel. Thank you so much for that. We've been through challenges before. Now, while this may be a new one, obviously, this has upset all the systems that we've had in place to prepare for every other emergency. This is just so novel. But we're going to make it through. And everybody that I know in this town and across the community for that matter has been affected in some way or shape or form. No industry's not been touched by this, and everybody is in the same boat. And so, the truth of the matter is, even your mayors, who technically all across the county are volunteers, but they all have day jobs, and they rely on those day jobs too. And everyone's in the same boat. We feel your pain, just like we've been hearing, and keep telling your elected officials about things, because we are voicing your we are providing your voice to the governor and to the federal government and the county, and we'll make it through together. And stay calm, don't panic. When we do things like that, it basically it affects everybody else. It has a ripple effect, and so we have a personal and individual responsibility to, as the British say, keep calm and carry on.
Can you give us a brief overview on what city services are operational and what is offline currently?
Currently, every city service is technically still available. That's probably going to change here soon. But you can still get a building permit. You can still do a pre-application development conference. You can still pay your municipal court tickets. The difference is that you can't go see a person, per se, unless you make an appointment. Right now, you have to call in or do it digitally or submit it digitally. Our police, our firemen, they're all still out doing their jobs, and dedicated volunteer force on the fire department side as well. And we're still providing the basic essentials that we still take for granted. And I think people need to realize how precious everything is, right? But these services we're committed to provide regardless, and that is clean water, toilets that flush, or I should say sewer that gets processed, and fire and police services, and also garbage collection, refuse collection. I do want to note, if you for some reason, don't have TP or something like that, there are some companies, restaurants, Warrenton, I know, for Fultano's, for example, and there might be a few others. If you buy a pizza, they'll deliver the pizza with a roll of toilet paper. So that's a great way, if you don't have one,
really,
to get some TP. But also, I want to note that don't flush, if there's flushable wipes, they call them, the moist wipes, don't flush more than one down at a time. They're not meant for that. You'll clog up your stuff. Keep in mind, you're responsible for anything on your side of the meter. And, we've got a lot of, we've always had limited resources that way. So just do your part. Don't flush non-flushable items down the toilet. Throw them in the garbage. We're still collecting your garbage. It's okay. And if you're missing some TP, maybe some order some takeout and get a roll for yourself.
Do you feel that there's a good countywide coordination between the cities of Astoria, Warrenton, Seaside, and Cannon Beach right now?
I've been in constant communication with both the mayors particularly have been very strongly communicating, and not only within themselves, but also as a singular voice to the governor's office. The county, being the public health agency, they have different emergency powers and requirements and operations than the cities do, and we follow their lead on a lot of public health issues because we don't have public health departments. The county is doing a great job of kicking information out. There's a weekly call that we're on, and if there's anything else that we need to know, they're pretty quick to kick it out. And everybody's doing the best they can. I think really the best part is that there's a lot of cooks in this kitchen, but the communication lines haven't got to the point where there's too many cooks in that kitchen. Mm-hmm. People are kicking out the information they need and trying to get businesses, people, and first responders, governments, the information they need. I would say coordination is doing very well at the local level.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'd like to say that we're in this together, guys, and everyone's feeling the same pain, and everyone's, I know everyone's concerned about both the economy and the health aspects, and this, there's no cure for this, right? There's no treatment, there's no pill, there's no syringe that's going to fix this for us. Not the standard American way of dealing with disease. We're going back to the basics, folks. That's basic hygiene, social distancing, and not taking any unnecessary risks by going out if you don't need to. It reminds me of why I love my town. Not that I needed reminding, but it reminds me of why I need my town when things really hit the fan recently, and you see more and more restrictions, you know, going out. People were inundating my email box with, what can I do? And, you know, it's one of the strange things where the impetus of the people to do something, in this case, is take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a little hard for some people, but that's really what it is. But I'm really excited to announce that Fridays at 7 p.m., I will be having story time with the mayor, and that'll be for kids. We're going to have both Aesop's Fables to end it out, and we're going to have a rotating and votable book. It's been a long day, sorry. But we're going to have a book, and you can vote on it for the next week, and that'll be for kids. And we're probably going to put out some more video series for some folks. You'd be surprised how many people don't know how to cook or all these things. And I just want to be able to provide something for people to put their energies and minds to as we kind of sit around waiting for the storm to pass, so to speak.
Well, thank you for that. And thank you for being with us tonight, Mayor. That was the Mayor of Warrenton, Henry Balensiefer. Thank you for being with us, Mayor. 94.9 The Bridge would like to remind everyone that it's important during this time of uncertainty to maintain our sense of community and to continue to support each other as best we can, while taking the necessary precautions to keep everyone safe. We will overcome and we will come out strong and unified if we remember we are all in this together. Stay tuned to 94.9 The Bridge for continued updates on our current situation.